Patient name, Diego, spelled D-I-E-G-O, last name Hernandez. Date of birth, 6/21/04, date of service, 11/13/23. This is a 19-year-old male patient here. Following up injuries received in a motor vehicle accident, this took place approximately a week ago. He was struck by another vehicle. He did go to the hospital and was evaluated there. No fractures were found, but he sustained injuries to his left wrist, left elbow, left side of the neck, and his right anterior hip area. He still continues with pain to those areas. They had given him a week off work. They told him that he really should be off work for 2 weeks, but so he should find a primary care physician to follow up on his exam status today, period, and a paragraph. He continues with pain to the above-mentioned sites, period, and a paragraph. Blood pressure 140 over 89, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 100%, current weight 168. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke. Period, and a paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. He does have some bruising to the left side of the neck extending into the trapezius area. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. To the right, lower abdomen at the hip area, he does have some bruising and an area of ecchymosis and induration and with a hematoma sustained after the motor vehicle accident. Period, new paragraph. Examination of that right arm, it does show much ecchymosis and some edema to that left wrist and distal forearm area. Also multiple abrasions to the tricep and area extending to the elbow, period, new paragraph. No acute laceration was observed. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, multiple contusion, left wrist pain, left elbow pain, left-sided neck pain, also right lower quad abdominal pain, anterior portion of the hip area pain, hematoma identified as well. Patient will take the rest of this week to recuperate. He can go back to work 1 week from today. He was given pain medications and anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxers from the hospital. He will continue with those. If he has any disruption to his healing process, he will return to clinic for follow-up. We will send for medical records.